You're listening to Red River Radio News. I'm Chuck Smith.
Well, property tax exemptions are a tool that states use to attract businesses to either locate or expand manufacturing operations. This next story gives you a glimpse at how companies try to get as much property exempted to save taxes. Louisiana's Board of Commerce and Industry advises on Louisiana tax incentive applications. Yesterday, a galvanizing company tried to get a questionable item through ITEP, the Industry Tax Exemption Program application. The company's representative, Don Allison, first tried explaining to the board that they had received a prior industrial tax exemption when they originally erected their office building in 2011.
The exemption did apply to the office building. They doubled the size of the existing office building. Therefore, we think it should apply to the expansion of the building.
But Senator Robert Adley, Republican of Benton, Louisiana, who is Governor John Bel Edwards' representative to the Commerce and Industry Board, had this to say about that proposition.
This board has the responsibility to determine whether or not items fall inside what you deem to be manufacturing. It's not an expansion to a line. It's not hiring new people. It's just building a new office building.
However, the company's representative, Allison, asserted
the galvanizing operation could not operate without the office building, you know, the administrative part of the business that supports it.
To which Adley responded,
the Constitution clearly says part of the process of manufacturing, making the product. Desk and chairs and file cabinets are clearly not part of that.
As discussions wore on, Senator Adley offered the company representative a solution: simply remove the office space from consideration for tax exemption. The company's representative, Allison, maintained their position that they had a legal opinion which offered qualification for the office space. And that's when Senator Adley said this.
Push it if you want to, but once it gets up there on his desk, he's going to say no. And when he disapproves the entire amount, let the record reflect that you'd had an opportunity to remove the $104,000 office space and continue to get $1 million in property tax exemption.
Adley was referring to the likelihood of Governor Edwards disapproving the entire application. So what was the outcome? Well, after a brief huddle, the company removed the office building for tax exemption consideration. So now you have a better idea of how that process works. Public Radio WRKF contributed to this report. For Red River Radio News, I'm Chuck Smith.